请弟兄姊妹打开士师记第三章。
Please turn with me in your Bible to the book of Judges, chapter 3.
士师记第三章第一节和第二节。
Judges chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
耶和华留下这几族，为要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人，好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
Now these are the nations which the Lord left to test Israel by them, that is, all who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan, only in order that the generations of the sons of Israel might be taught war, those who had not experienced it formerly.
第四节。
And also verse 4.
留下这几族，为要试验以色列人，直到他们肯听从耶和华，借摩西吩咐他们列祖的诫命不肯。
And they were for testing Israel, to find out if they would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers through Moses.
约书亚记第四章。
And also Joshua chapter 4.
约书亚记第四章第十九节和二十节。
Joshua chapter 4 verses 19 and 20.
正月初十日，百姓从约旦河里上来，就在基甲，在耶利哥的东边安营。他们从约旦河中取来的那十二块石头，约书亚就立在基甲。
Joshua 4:19. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and camped at Gilgal on the eastern edge of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they had taken up from the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal.
第五章第九节。
And chapter 5 verse 9.
耶和华对约书亚说，我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了，因此那地方名叫基甲，基甲就是滚的意思，直到今日。
Joshua 5:9. Then the Lord said to Joshua, Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you, so the name of that place is called Gilgal to this day.
我们再读第十三节到十五节。
And also verses 13 to 15.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？”他回答说：“不是的。”我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说我主有什么话吩咐仆人。耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。
Now it came about when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, No, rather I come now as a captain of the host of the Lord. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down and said to him,What has my Lord to say to his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so.
我们在读新约圣经以弗所书第六章。
And in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 6.
这是弟兄姊妹很熟悉的圣经。
I think we're all pretty familiar with this passage.
我想要讲属灵的征战必须要读的。
And I think if we're going to share on spiritual warfare, we have to read these verses.
以弗所书第六章 第十节到十三节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以 要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。Ephesians 6:10.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
第十八节。Verse 18.
With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert for all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
我们最后请看提摩太前书第6章第12节。
And then lastly, 1 Timothy 6:12.
提摩太前书第6章第12节。
1 Timothy Chapter 6, verse 12.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。Fight
the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
我们请低头再有点祷告。Let's
bow for a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，下午你又一次把我们聚在你自己的跟前。Lord,
we thank you for gathering us here again this afternoon.
主啊，我们仍旧求你在这里来开通我们的耳朵。Lord,
we plead with you that you would open up our ears.
让我们能听见你的声音。That
we might hear your voice.
也照明我们的眼睛。Lord,
enlighten our eyes.
叫我们能看见你的荣耀。That
we might be able to see your glory.
主啊，你把我们留在这个末了的世代。Lord,
you have allowed us to remain in these last days.
这实在是一个征战非常剧烈的时代。Lord,
indeed, this is a time of spiritual warfare.
愿你的百姓因着你向着我们所吹生命的气息。And
Lord, according to the call that you have given your people,
叫我们真实能成为耶和华的军队。May
we become the soldiers of our Lord.
主啊，为着你的名。Lord,
for your name's sake.
为着你的荣耀。For
your glory.
为着你的见证。Lord,
for your testimony.
在今世来征战。Lord,
may we fight the fight.
我们何等需要你的怜悯。Lord,
we need your mercy.
主啊，需要你自己的保守。Lord,
and we need you to hold fast to us.
愿我们今天实在能够在你的眼前蒙恩。Lord,
may we receive your mercy.
愿你使我们所有弟兄姊妹里面的人都能够刚强起来。Lord,
may you strengthen us in the inner man.
主啊，让我们从你所得着的恩典。Lord,
from the grace which we've received from you.
能够在教会的侍奉中，主啊，能够更多尽当尽的功用。Allow
us to be functional in church service.
也使各道各处的聚会都被建立。That
each local church will be strengthened and built up.
主啊，愿你在这里预备合适的百姓。Lord,
may you prepare your people.
能够迎接你自己的再来。Suitable
people to receive you when you return.
我们把下午这点时间恭敬交在你的手中。Lord,
we commit this time, this afternoon, into your hands.
主啊，用血来洁净这个地方。Lord,
with your blood, we ask that you cleanse this place.
也用厚厚的膏油来涂抹。And
Lord, anoint us richly.
无论说的、翻译的、听的，都在膏油的里面。
Lord, may the speaking, the translating, and the hearing be found in your anointing.
我们把敬拜归给你。
We offer you our deepest worship.
我们将祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天下午呢，要继续和弟兄姊妹来讲到属灵的征战。
We want to continue this afternoon to speak of spiritual warfare.
我们昨天已经和弟兄姊妹讲到属灵征战的这个原因和属灵征战的焦点，然后也讲到我们得胜的关键。
Yesterday afternoon we spoke on the key to spiritual victory and the focal point of that battle.
我们都知道今天仇敌在地上最厉害的攻击，那是攻击主的教会。
We know that the enemy today is engaging God's church.
所以在这个征战的里面，
So in this spiritual battle,
没有一个基督徒是可以例外的。
No Christian can be excluded from this.
我们都在这个战场上。
We're all on the battlefield.
那么现在的问题是我们要如何来打这场的仗。
But the question is, how do we engage in battle?
保罗曾经鼓励提摩太要为真道打美好的仗。
Paul encouraged Timothy to fight the good fight.
保罗也说过，他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
And Paul himself said, I have fought the good fight.
所以今天主留我们在地上。
So the Lord allows us to remain on earth today.
主也希望我们能为着他的见证能够打美好的仗。
In order that we fight the good fight for his testimony.
我想在开头的时候，也许我提起两个问题，我们先做一点的解答。
To begin, I'd like to pose two questions.
第一个问题呢，我们要问说神为什么要我们来打属灵的仗。
The first is, why do we engage in spiritual warfare?
然后第二个问题
And secondly,
也是今天很多基督徒常常问的
It's a question that many Christians ask today
就是神为什么不一次就把仇敌把它整个消灭
Why didn't God vanquish the enemy all at once?
我们的主在加略山上曾经有一次大的得胜
Our Lord was greatly victorious on Calvary
为什么不在那一次的征战里面就一次把仇敌消灭
Why was it that God didn'tcompletely destroy Satan at Calvary.
我多年以前呢，曾经读到斯柏克弟兄的一本书。
Many years ago, I read this book by T. Austin Sparks.
他对于这一个第二个问题呢，他有一点点的回答。
He gave a little bit of an answer to the second question.
他说呢，神所以没有把仇敌完全的消灭。
The reason why God didn't fully destroy Satan,
因为呢，他要让仇敌用尽他所有一切的力量。
Sparks wrote that he wanted, God wanted Satan to exhaust all his power and energy.
因为神知道魔鬼是很不容易服气的。
Because, God knew that Satan would otherwise be disgruntled.
所以呢，神说好，那么容许你把你所有的力量通通用出来。
And so God allows Satan to fully exert all his might.
所以我们从圣经中可以看见。
And so from the Bible we see,
仇敌今天他仍旧用他所有的势力来与神对抗。
The enemy uses all his power to fight against God.
甚至到了千年国度的时候
Even at the millennial kingdom.
那么神把他锁在那个无底坑里面
God will lock Satan in the abyss.
千年以后
And then after the thousand years.
神再把他放出来
God will release him.
这就告诉我们说神把所有的机会都给他
This shows us that God will give Satan every opportunity.
以至于到最后他把他所有的力量全部用完了。
Until Satan has exhausted all of his power.
当神审判他的时候。
When God finally judges him,
神把他丢在火湖里的时候,
and when God casts him into the lake of fire,
那么仇敌是没有一句话可以说的,
then the enemy has nothing to say.
这是我们弟兄啊,在他的书里面啊, 那么解释为什么神没有一次就把仇敌把他完全消灭的原因。
This is an explanation that Sparks gave on why God didn't vanquish Satan in one instance.
当然除了这个原因之外,
but outside of this reason,
我们从四世纪第三章里面可以看见还有另外一个原因。
We can see from Judges chapter 3 that there's another reason.
这是一个更积极的原因。 Positive.
Oh, this is a positive reason.
那么我们知道, 神留下一些的仇敌,
God allows the enemy to remain.
原来是要来训练他的百姓,
in order to train and to test his people.
我们都知道在约书亚记里面曾经记载着以色列人他们曾经有荣耀的得胜。
The book of Joshua records how the nation of Israel was victorious.
那么我们知道当约书亚和那一代的人过去的时候,
we know that when Joshua brought the people over,
这个以色列的后代呢, 他们没有征战的经验,
we know when the previous generation had passed on, the new generation had no experience.
所以圣经 就记载说神留下这几族是为了训练以色列的后代。So
the Bible records that the nations were left in order to train the nation of Israel.
为要叫以色列的后代知道征战的事情。In
order that the next generation would know the nature of warfare.
弟兄姊妹,这个成为一个非常重要的一个原则。This
becomes an important principle to us.
所以一个世代一个世代的过去,
so with each passing generation,
神总要这个后代呢,
God wants the succeeding generation to know how to engage in warfare.
我想尤其对今天在座的许多青年的弟兄和姊妹,
and for the younger ones sitting in the crowd,
也许我们没有多少征战的经验,
perhaps a lot of us don't have much experience in battle.
所以神今天仍旧留下一些仇敌要我们来学习征战。
So God has allowed the enemy to remain in order to train us.
我们看见有许多年长的弟兄姊妹们,
and there are also elderly brothers and sisters.
他们一生为主征战。
They have fought their entire lives.
我们也看见在他们的侍奉中引进了神的荣耀。
And we see in their service the glory of God brought in.
所以神要一个世代一个世代的圣徒们都要学习征战的事情。
So God wants to train each generation to fight.
我们知道这是神留下一些的仇敌没有把他们完全消灭的一个很主要的一个原因。
And we know that this is a reason also why God allows the enemy to remain.
那么昨天我们已经讲过,
yesterday we spoke of this.
因为我们的主在加略山上那一次的得胜,
because our Lord was victorious at Calvary,
对于仇敌做了一个重大的打击,
and he gave the enemy a mortal wound.
我们知道仇敌家长的头已经被打破,
we know that the head of the serpent has been bruised.
这个意思就告诉我们说呢,仇敌今天的能力是远赶不上以前。
This tells us that the power of the enemy is not like it was before.
并且在加略山上我们知道他是一个失败者。
And at Calvary, he was defeated.
所以对于我们今天要进入属灵的征战,我们求主给我们信心。
And so for us to enter into spiritual warfare, we need faith.
我们无需要畏惧于仇敌的权势。
We should not fear the dominion of Satan, because our Lord has overcome.
所以如果我们能够守住在基督里面的地位,
so if we can hold fast to that position that Christ has granted us,
我们照样的可以胜过仇敌,
then we can overcome the enemy as well.
感谢主,
so we thank our Lord.
把我们留在这个属灵的战场上,
he has left us on the battlefield.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But dear brothers and sisters,
我们仍旧是需要明白一些征战的原则
We need to know the principles of warfare.
我们看见当初神训练这班以色列的百姓他们进入属灵的征战
When the Lord trained his people to enter into spiritual warfare,
但是士师记是一本可怕的书
But we know that Judges was a horrifying book.
好，我们看见以色列百姓，他们并没有能完全懂得征战的事情。
And we know that they didn't fully understand how to fight.
结果他们有非常大的失败。
And so they had many failures.
他们失去了神当初愿意训练他们的那个原意。
And they lost sight of the reason God was training them.
神当初训练他们的征战。
Initially, God was training them how to fight.
有一个很重要的目的。
And it was for an important purpose.
有三件事情。
There are three things.
是在征战的里面他们可以得做的益处。
That they needed to obtain in their warfare.
第一个。
First.
就是经过了属灵的征战。
Through spiritual warfare,
叫他们能够真正的认识神
they would come to truly know God.
就这个认识呢，不是头脑的认识，不是知识的认识。
And this knowledge of God was not something just in their heads.
我想对于今天很多神的儿女来讲
for many children of God,
可能我们也是在这样的光景中。
Perhaps we're also found in such a condition.
我们所认识的主只不过是头脑的知识，只不过是一个道理。
What we know of God is only an understanding in our minds or a doctrine.
而我们缺少在经历上面认识神。
But we lack the knowledge of Him in experience.
所以只有当你进入属灵的征战的时候
So it's only when we enter into spiritual warfare.
你会得着主观经历的认识。
We come to know him by experience.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is an important matter.
我们今天在各道各处看见很多神的儿女。
We see the children of God in many places.
那些在真正在经历上认识神的人并不多。
Those that truly know God through experience are few.
所以我们需要来学习属灵征战的事情。
And so we need to learn how to engage in spiritual warfare.
第二个好处呢？
Secondly,
就是让他们能够认识神的作为。
We come to know God's work.
我们知道我们的神是有作为的神。
We know that our God is a God who works.
并且他的作为是非常的丰富。
And his works are abundant.
但是今天弟兄姊妹们，可能我们对于神的作为，我们也不够认识。
But we probably don't know God's work as well as we ought to.
只有当你面对仇敌征战的时候
，It's only when we encounter the enemy.
我们能够在这个征战的里面对神的作为有真切的认识。
In that battle, we understand how God is working.
我们从旧约的一些人的经历里面可以看见
From the experience of Old Testament saints
神在这些人生活中侍奉中的带领总是带领他们来认识神认识神的作为
We see how God is leading them to know him and to know his works
比方说我们讲到雅各
For example, Jacob
那么雅各呢在他的生活中有许多的经历
We know that Jacob experienced much.
我们知道当他逃亡的时候当他逃亡弗利
Oh, when he fled.
那么他来到了伯特利那个地方
He came to Bethel.
那么他做了一个梦对吧
And remember the vision, the dream he had.
从他离开家的这个痛苦的经历里面
From this sorrowful experience of leaving his family behind.
我们今天很清楚神乃是要厉害地对付雅各的肉体
Today we know that God was dealing with his flesh.
他就在那一个晚上在梦中看见了异象。
That night, through a dream, he saw.
那么第二天起来的时候他对神的那个经历认识就不一样。
And his understanding of who God was changed overnight.
那么从前呢也许呢耶和华神只不过是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神。
Previously, God to him was the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac.
现在呢, 神要成为雅各的神。
Now he was the God of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, for the young ones in our midst,
可能我们的祖父, 我们的父亲, 父母亲都是信主的,
perhaps our grandparents or our parents believed.
啊, 你所信的神也许是他们的神。
Perhaps the God you believe is their God. Perhaps it's not yet your God. So God needs to bring you into experience. To that day where you can say, God is my God. I love the hymns that our sister Fanny Crosby wrote.
她说,耶稣是我的,
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
弟兄姊妹们,
Every one of us needs to have this experience.
特别属灵的征战能够带领我们进入这样的经历。
And spiritual warfare can bring us into this experience.
啊, 我们看见雅各不仅现在开始跟神之间有直接的一个来往。
And we see that Jacob not only communed directly with God now.
在创世纪32章那里,
In Genesis chapter 32,
最后他离开他的舅父拉班,
when he finally left Laban's house,
他也是逃亡,
again he was fleeing.
啊, 但是跑到了皮努以勒这个地方,
and he came to a Peniel.
那么在那里再一次遇见一个天使出来跟他摔跤,
and there he saw this angel that came to wrestle with him.
我们知道从那天开始起, 雅各就变成以色列。
And we know from that day, Jacob became Israel. And God would do his work in Jacob. Throughout the Bible, we see many people led by the Lord in this way. And today, the Lord leads us in the same way. He wants us to know him firsthand. And to know his work.
那么这是神今天呢,
this is a training that the Lord wants to give us.
但是还有第三件事情,
but the third thing is that God wants to test us.
就是神所以留下这些敌人,
he leaves these enemies
是要叫以色列的百姓能够知道他们能不能听神的话,
in order to test his children to see whether they would obey his commandments.
所以在属灵的征战上面的时候呢, 我们才会领会到神话语的重要。
So in spiritual warfare, we come to know the importance of his word.
我记得好多年前有一个弟兄, 他们的家里遇见了很大的难处。
Many years ago, I knew of a brother who encountered much trouble in his family.
那天我到他们家去说, 夫妻两个都哭。
The day I visited them, both husband and wife were in tears.
这个弟兄呢,不会讲属灵的话。
The brother, he couldn't speak spiritual words.
他只好用世界的话来讲。
So he spoke very worldly.
他说,孙弟兄啊,
he said, brother son,
为什么书到用时方恨少? 书读得太少了。 Okay.
This person felt he wasn't educated in the Word of God enough.
因为他知道圣经中有一些话是可以帮助他的。
He knew that there were words in Scripture that could help him.
但是现在圣经这么一大本, 到哪里去找呢?
But where he misplaced his Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
he couldn't find the right words in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道圣经的话都是有神的能力的。
We know that God's word has power.
如果我们在一个经历里面, 我们能有神的话, 我们就有力量。
If we can experience God's word, then we will obtain that power.
So
we ought to read our Bible well. We ought to read our Bible well.
但是若是没有征战的经验的话呢,
but But without the experience of spiritual warfare, then these words aren't as real to you. So the Lord places us on the battlefield in order to test us. That at this time, are you willing to trust the word of God? So brothers and sisters, He places us on the battlefield today for His goodwill. And so we need to enter into spiritual warfare. And God calls us to enter into spiritual warfare. We thank our God. He has kept us on the battlefield today. Because it is an important training for us. And an important test for us.
当然, 如果在这个征战里面, 我们要打美好的仗,
but of course, if we're to fight the good fight, we need to have some basic understanding of spiritual warfare.
我想在这里, 首先的, 我们要对于这个属灵征战的性质,
first, we need to know the nature, the properties of this warfare.
我们要打这场仗,
in order to fight, if we don't understand the nature of this warfare, then we'll make mistakes. So it's important to know the characteristics of this warfare. And I think there are two aspects to this warfare. First, this warfare is a spiritual warfare. The enemy we're facing is a spiritual enemy. In Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us clearly, we know that we're faced against spiritual powers of darkness. The enemy we're facing is not flesh and blood. If we don't understand this point,
弟兄姊妹们, 你看见在许多教会里面发生很多不幸的事情,
then some unbelievable things happen in many churches.
他们呢, 仇敌赶不出去,
they find it hard to cast out the enemy.
弟兄姊妹都被杀死了,
but they end up wounding many brothers and sisters.
我们知道今天在战场上有的时候会犯这种错误的,
you know, this happens on the battlefield a lot.
你开枪啊, 没有把敌人打死, 把自己人打死。
You shoot, and instead of killing the enemy, you kill your friend.
啊, 就像旧约圣经里面所讲的一样,
like the Old Testament Bible tells us,
啊, 你杀死那个不该死的人,
you kill those who aren't supposed to die,
那个救活了那个不该活的人,
and you revive those you're not supposed to revive.
所以今天我们要知道, 我们所面对的仇敌不是人, 更不是我们的弟兄和姊妹。
So we must recognize that the one we are engaging against is not man and not our brothers and sisters.
有一次啊,我在报上看见一个小小的,一个方块的里面有一些的话。
One time I was reading the newspaper and there was this small article.
那是一个传道人写的。
It was written by a missionary.
他说你啊,不要恨人,要恨这个人背后的魔鬼。
It said that you don't hate the person, you hate the Satan behind the person.
这是一句好话,
and this is a good word.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
如果我们不懂得属灵征战的性质,
but if we don't understand the characteristics of this spiritual warfare,
我们对于这个在灵界里面隐藏的仇敌, 我们没有深切的一个领会,
then we don't have a clear understanding of this hidden enemy. Even if you take hold of those words, it's useless.
你每次看见那个做对的人的时候呢?
When you see your enemy,
看那些跟你作对的 oppose
when you see your adversary
啊, 你怎么看都看不见仇敌，只看见他。
You never see the enemy, but you see that person.
的确，弟兄姊妹们， 我们知道神常常充分地利用人的肉体。
So truly, brothers and sisters, the enemy uses our flesh against us.
但是呢， 我们必须看见我们的仇敌是属灵界的恶魔。
We have to see that the enemy is a spiritual being.
所以作为基督徒，
So as Christians,
我们在教会里面， 我们应该有一个基本的认识。
In the church, we need to have a basic understanding.
没有一个弟兄姊妹是我们的敌人。
No brother or sister ought to be our enemy.
我们绝不能把人当作我们的敌人。
We can't have man be our enemy.
保罗甚至告诉我们， 在这个属灵的征战上，
And Paul even tells us that in this spiritual warfare,
他说我们所挥舞的兵器不是属血气的。
The weapons we use, the weapons of this warfare are not against flesh and blood.
要学会运用属灵的兵器。
And we need to use spiritual weapons.
所以在属灵的征战上面，
So in the spiritual warfare,
我们第一个需要在这里明白那个征战的性质。
We have to know the characteristics of this warfare.
第二方面的这个性质，
Secondly,
我们要晓得这个征战乃是生命与死亡的一个征战。
This battle has to do with life and death.
我们知道 魔鬼仇敌手中最大的权势就是死亡。
The greatest weapon of our enemy is the power of death.
今天仇敌来攻击人，
Today the enemy assaults man.
他乃是用死亡来攻击的。
He assaults using the power of death.
我们都知道在伊甸园里面，
We know that in the Garden of Eden,
撒旦引诱人去吃那个分别善恶树的果子。
Satan caused man to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这个背后包含了一个非常大的诡计。
And behind this was a great deception.
因为他要把人引到他死亡的权势底下。
Because he wanted to bring man under the dominion of death.
所以神老早就警告亚当和夏娃。
So God cautioned Adam and Eve.
说那棵树上的果子是不能吃的。
That the fruit of that tree should not be eaten.
神说你吃的日子必定死。
On the day you eat of that fruit, you shall die.
所以神预先就知道了仇敌要用死亡来攻击人。
So God knew that the enemy would assault man using the power of death.
但是可惜啊， 夏娃吃了。
But tragically, Eve ate.
亚当也吃了。
Adam ate.
结果呢， 他们就落到死亡的权势底下。
And they fell under the dominion of death.
因为人的堕落。
Because of man's fall.
所以整个万有， 整个受造之物， 通通落在死亡的权势底下。
All creation falls under the dominion of death.
我想按照我们的经验， 你可以知道， 在这个世界中间， 是无物不死。
In all of creation, there is nothing that will not die.
所以这是一个非常可怕的一件事情。
And this is a terrible thing.
在哥林多前书15章那里讲到，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it tells us.
那里讲到这个撒旦呢， 这个用罪， 来玷污人。
Satan uses sin in order to defile man.
我们晓得， 哥林多前书那里讲到说呢， 这个罪呢， 就是死的毒钩。
It says in 1 Corinthians 15 that the sting of death is sin.
那么律法呢， 是罪的权势。
And the power of sin is the law.
所以当你犯罪的时候，
So when we sin,
你就违背了神的律法。
We have violated God's law.
结果呢， 你就落到了死亡的里面。
And you have fallen under death.
我想这是人类堕落的一个故事。
And this is the story of man's fall.
那我们看见他不仅用这个死亡攻击这个整个世界。
So not only does he bring death into the world,
今天他更是用死亡来攻击神的教会。
He uses death to assault God's church.
我们已经讲到，教会呢，是一个承接基督见证的器皿。
We said previously that the church is the vessel that contains God's testimony.
基督的见证要在地上能够被显明出来。
For Christ's testimony to be manifested in this world,
神必须要得着教会。
God has to obtain the church.
这个器皿必须符合于神的心意。
And this vessel has to be according to God's will.
但是呢，仇敌今天在地上竭力地破坏主的教会。
But the work of the enemy is to corrupt the church.
所以他不能阻止我们信主。
So he can't stop us from believing in the Lord.
但是呢，他可以把一些的基督徒啊把他从活的把他弄成死的。
But he can make Christians from living to dead.
或者呢把他弄成个半死不活的。
Or he can turn them into half dead and no longer living.
就像老底家教会一样。
Like the church in Laodicea.
变成个不冷不热的东西。
Something that is neither hot nor cold.
所以教会也是一样。
And the church is the same way.
他也能把一个活的教会把它整个弄成死的。
He can turn a living church into one that is dead.
我们看见在旧约时代中
We see in the Old Testament.
犹太人在圣殿里面的那一个侍奉本来应该是活的。
We see that the Israelites' service in the temple ought to be one that is living.
但是仇敌呢把它弄成了变成犹太教。
But the enemy has caused it to becomeJudaism.
本来是活的变成死的了。
Originally it was living and it has become dead.
弟兄姊妹们今天地上的教会也是这样。
And brothers and sisters, today the church is the same.
本来教会是与基督一同坐在天上。
The church ought to be seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
是充满神能力的地方。
A place where God can manifest his power.
但是今天我们可以看见地上许多的教会都被弄死了。
But we see...So many churches, being killed off.
啊，有的你会看见那个大礼拜堂了，已经变成观光的地方了。
And we see many cathedrals turned into tourist sites.
这是一个大的悲剧。
And this is a tragedy.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
仇敌积极的工作，
the work of the enemy,
就是要把一个属灵的教会。
Is to turn a spiritual church
把它变成属世的
into one that is worldly.
所以今天教会在地上面临一个空前的危机，就是变成世俗化、世界化 worldly.
So the church has become worldly.
那么不仅变成世界化
So not only has the church become worldly.
也叫这个属灵的教会变成属肉体的。
It causes a spiritual church to become fleshly.
我们知道这个世界跟人的肉体也是撒旦手中的工具。
We know that the world and the flesh are also tools that Satan uses.
什么时候一碰到这些东西的时候，圣徒就变死的，整个教会也变死的。
Whenever we touch these things, then The individual becomes dead and the church becomes dead.
所以我们何等需要主的怜悯。
So indeed we need God's mercy.
那么有的教会呢本来原来是充满生命的。
Some churches, they ought to be filled with life.
结果呢因为仇敌的工作把它变成宗教的。
But because of the enemy's work, it has become religion.
我们已经讲过教会不是一个宗教团体。
And we've shared that.The church is not a religious organization.
所以你看，有很多的教会离开了主所给的生命。
So we see churches that leave the life that God has given.
他们变成非常的传统。
They become very traditional.
他们非常的自聚。Word.
They follow the
word.
The word.
然后变成道理。
They become doctrinal.
变成一种形式。
And they use.They follow a form.
变成一种注重礼仪。
And they follow rituals.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这些都是仇敌很厉害的工作。
And we know that this is the work of the enemy.
这些工作最终的目的呢，就是毁坏教会。
And the purpose of this work is to corrupt the church.
那个目的就是要叫基督的见证在地上呢，无处可以来托付。
and it causes the vessel to not be able to contain the testimony of our Lord. So the vessel has become broken. And the content of that cannot be held. And when we read church history, and we see this tragedy throughout the generations, dear brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded by the Lord. Today we are found on the spiritual battlefield. The nature of this warfare
is
not only that it's spiritual, it's a matter of life and death.
So, Paul, in his last years, wrote a letter to his beloved colleague Timothy.
So the elder Paul, when he wrote to the young Timothy,
we know
that at the time, Timothy was an elder at the church at Ephesus.
And
at the time, the church in Ephesus had begun to decline.
保罗不仅在许多教会的事务上面 给提摩太有非常好的教导,
not only did Paul give good practical teaching to Timothy,
到最后的时候,
but at the end of Ephesians,
他提醒提摩太,
he reminds Timothy,
如果这一切外面事情都做不到的话呢,
if you can't obtain all these outward things,
有最后一件事情你必须要持守住,
there's something you have to hold fast to,
就是你必须守住,
you have to hold fast to that eternal life.
因为你只有持定永生,
because only when you hold fast to that eternal life can you fight the good fight.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们都知道, 当我们蒙恩得救的时候,
we know that when we are saved,
我们从主领受了一个新的生命,
we receive a new life.
约翰福音第十章第十节的话, 又简单又宝贵,
John Chapter 10, verse 10 gives us important and precious words.
主说我来了是要叫羊也是叫人得生命并且得得更丰盛。
Our Lord says, I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly.
所以主到地上来最大的目的就是把生命带给我们。
So the purpose of our Lord coming to this world is to give us life.
主降杯,主受了那么多的苦,最后死在十字架上。
He descended, he suffered, and he died on the cross.
付了这么重大的代价。
He paid a heavy price.
那个最终的目的就是要把生命给人。
The purpose is to give man life.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
当我们得着这个生命的时候,
when we've obtained this life,
我们就得着了神一切的丰富,
then we obtain all of God's abundance.
所有一切神的祝福, 他所有一切的美德, 他的性情, 都在这个生命的里面。
All of his beauty and all that he possesses is found in this life.
所有的能力也都在这个生命的里面。
All the power is in this life.
所以生命是包括一切的。
So this life encompasses all things.
所以神把这个生命给我们,
so when God gives us this life,
神也希望我们, 从蒙恩得救开始,
God hopes that at the moment we are saved,
我们一切的生活, 行动, 侍奉, 敬拜, 聚会, 都要根据于这个生命。
All of our walk, our service, and our lives have to be according to this life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters, we thank God for his abundant grace. He has given his life to all of us. What an amazing blessing.
但是很可惜啊,
but tragically, we see the church today,
各处许多神的儿女们有的注重行为, 注重教条, 注重经历, 注重做法, 注重工作。
We see the children of God in the church today holding on to forms and methods and rituals.
唯独一件事情就是忽略主给我们的生命。
And they have cast aside the life that God has given us.
今天真正活在这个生命中跟着生命而走的人似乎也不太多。
Those that truly hold on to this life and walk according to that life are few.
既然主是给我们的生命,
because the Lord has given us life,
我们晓得生命是有感觉的,
we know that life comes with feeling.
我们有生命就应当有感觉。
If we have life, we ought to feel.
如果你摸不到什么感觉,
if you can't sense anything,
那么你今天要赶快回到主面前好好祷告,
then you need to come back before the Lord in prayer.
到底我们得救了没有啊?
Have we really been saved?
真正的得救是重生,
true salvation is being born again.
那么你有了生命,
if you have life, you ought to be able to feel that life.
所以今天我们基督徒的生活侍奉 要从这个生命里面出来。
So our lives and our service have to flow forth from this life.
如果从这个生命中出来的, 那就是一个活的。
And if it comes out of this life, then it is living.
是的, 我们基督徒需要有好行为。
We ought to have, we ought to have good deeds.
我们应当有好的性格的表现,
and we ought to manifest a good character.
但是我们要晓得, 这些东西是从这个生命中活出来的。
We have to know that these things are lived out of that life.
不是凭着我们自己的力量做出来的。
Not worked out with our own strength.
所以我们必须要认识一件事情, 活出来的才是对的, 做出来的是错的。
So if we live it out, that is correct. And if we work it out, then that is not correct.
基督徒是活出来的, 不是做出来的。
We have to live out that life, not work it out.
我们的聚会, 我们的敬拜也是这样。
In our service, in our worship, it has to be the same way.
必须是活的。
Has to be living.
我们知道聚会有一定的形式。
And we know that there is a method of doing, of meeting.
很多外面的做法。
And there are forms.
但是呢, 不管什么形式什么做法, 都不是重要。
But the form and the method are not important.
要有生命, 那个才是对的。
We need to have life. That is what's important.
所以在神的百姓中, 有人主张要安静。
So among God's people, some pay attention to being silent.
有的人呢, 主张呢, 要热闹。
And some want to be boisterous.
所以要敲锣打鼓, 对吧?
And so they want to beat on drums.
那弟兄姊妹们, 不管你安静也好, 你敲锣打鼓热闹也好, 要有生命才是对的。
Whether you're silent or you're loud, you have to have life.
啊, 没有生命, 就完, 做什么也都是错的。
Without that life, doesn't matter what you do, it's wrong.
所以我们基督徒必须要持定这个永远生命, 持定生命的感觉。
So we have to hold fast to that eternal life and that feeling.
我有的时候心里面很感叹,
and sometimes I sigh within.
我不晓得这个时代已经变成了什么样的一种情况。
I'm not sure what this generation has become.
我记得我早年蒙恩得救的时候,
I remember when I was first saved.
我16岁受浸。
I was baptized when I was 16 years old.
很奇妙的, 在那些早年很幼嫩的生活里面,
miraculously, in those early days of my salvation,
圣经的知识也没有,
I didn't have any wisdom from God's word.
更谈不上有什么属灵的经历。
I had no spiritual experience.
但是呢, 主在我里面给我那个生命的感觉是非常清楚的。
But I was sensitive to that spiritual feeling.
我想我们中间有很多弟兄姊妹啊, 曾经也听过我讲过我那个幼年的时候的 一些故事。
And I think you've heard some of my experiences previously.
我想我不在这里重复。
I'm not going to repeat them.
那个时候, 在我里面, 主借着生命给我的教导, 清清楚楚。
But the instruction of life from the Holy Spirit was very clear to me.
比方说主, 阻止我闯红灯。
The Lord corrected me when I jaywalked.
从那一次开始,
From that one time,
50年过来了,
in 50 years,
我再没有一次是故意闯红灯。
I've never run a red light since.
那个小的时候随便丢垃圾,
and when I was younger, I littered once.
经过主那个生命的在里面的教导之后, 这50年过来了, 我也没有随便能够丢垃圾。
And through that life, the teaching of that life, in the past 50 years, I've never littered again.
我每次回想的时候,
and when I think back,
那个感觉还是清楚的不得了。
That feeling is still fresh in my mind.
所以我就看看今天呢,
So when I look at the young people in the church today, I feel like they don't have any feeling. Dear brothers and sisters, you don't need any high doctrine.
你有生命,
if you have life, you ought to feel. And if you follow this feeling and walk with the Lord, you know how to live a spiritual life. And if you walk according to this spiritual feeling, you know how to serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
所以我们实在需要主的恩典,
we need God's mercy.
今天我们需要回到这个生命的这个根基上面,
we need to come back to this foundation.
要能抗拒仇敌那个死亡的权势,
in order to fight against the forces of the enemy,
你只有活在这个生命的里面,
you have to abide in that life.
没有任何其他的方式能够帮助我们,
there is no other method that can help us.
我们感谢主,
so we thank our Lord.
我们今天活在地上,
today we live in this world.
我们难免会遭到死亡的攻击,
we will be engaged by the power of death.
特别是属灵的死亡,
especially spiritual death.
我们处处事事你都会碰见,
and you'll experience this in all aspects.
但是主告诉我们,
but our Lord tells us,
我们还有一个宝贵的经历,
there is one other precious experience.
就是你可以用生命来吞死亡。
You can use life to swallow death.
因为这个生命是一个得胜的生命。
Because this life is a victorious life.
这个生命也是一个复活的生命。
It is a resurrection life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
如果今天仇敌用死亡攻击到我们,
if the enemy engages us with death,
你需要回到这个生命的里面的时候, 你立刻得力量。
You come back to this life and you will be renewed and can be restored from death. So we need to have this, we need to pass from death to life. Because we are weak,
我们实在是 很容易遭受仇敌的攻击。
We are easily flustered by the enemy.
我们里面的肉体和血气,
and because of our temperament and our flesh,
撒旦很容易在里面做工的。
The enemy easily works in our lives.
有很多时候做一点工,
and sometimes he does a little bit of work and we die.
但是感谢主,
but we thank our Lord.
在过去的年日里面,
that in these many years,
我看见一个真正得救的基督徒,
I see a truly overcoming Christian.
只要他里面有主的生命在,
if he has the life of our Lord in him,
他虽然中了仇敌那个死毒,
even if he is poisoned by the enemy,
我曾经看见一个弟兄, 他死了30多年,
I met a brother who had died 30 years ago.
他不是肉身的死,
he experienced spiritual death 30 years ago.
奇妙的30年后他又活过来了。
And 30 years later, he came back to life.
感谢我们的主啊。
We thank our Lord.
当然最好我们今天呢,不要等30年再活。
Hopefully, we won't wait 30 years before we are revived. And we might not have 30 years.
因为主真的是很快就要回来,
because our Lord will return soon.
所以我们要像保罗一样说,
so we have to be like Paul.
我们什么时候软弱, 就什么时候刚强。
When I am weak, then I am strong.
弟兄姊妹, 这是生命的经历。
And this is an experience of that life.
这是复活生命的一个经历。
This is the experience of resurrection life.
所以今天呢, 在地上,
so today,
我们基督徒所从事的这个征战,
the warfare that we Christians engage in,
我们也可以说是一个生命的大战,
it is a battle for life.
到处都是死亡,
there is death all around us.
但是只要神的儿女在哪里, 哪里就有生命。
But where the children of God are, there is life.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你能活就是得胜。
If you can live, then you are victorious.
你能活就是真的见证。
If you live, that is testifying.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
我们不仅要认识属灵征战的性质,
So not only do we need to understand the nature of this warfare,
还有一些属灵征战的原则, 我们也需要明白,
there are some principles to this spiritual warfare that we need to understand.
我们知道在圣经里面有两卷书是专门讲到征战,
we know that there are two books in the Bible that speak to us about spiritual warfare.
一卷就是约书亚记,
the first being Joshua.
另外一卷就是以弗所书,
and the second, Ephesians.
在这两卷书的里面,
in these two books,
主都给我们有一些征战的原则,
the Lord gives us some principles to this warfare.
我想我用很短的时间, 我要略略地把这些原则做一点的交通。
So very quickly, I'll share on these aspects.
因为这些对于我们来讲都是非常重要的,
because these are important and precious teachings for us.
我们知道当摩西过世的时候,
we know that after Moses died,
那么他把以色列两三百万人的责任交付给约书亚,
he passed on the responsibility of that 2 million people to Joshua,
让约书亚带领这么多的百姓过约旦河进入迦南地。
Joshua's responsibility was to lead these people across the Jordan into Canaan.
所以我们知道约书亚真是心里非常的惧怕。
And so, of course, Joshua had much fear in his heart.
所以难怪在约书亚记第一章里面，神好几次讲到说，约书亚，你不要惧怕。
So, in the first chapter of Joshua, the Lord tells Joshua, fear not.
神说，我与你同在。
I am with you.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
那么约书亚就靠着神刚强有力。
Joshua leaned on God for strength.
那么他就带领以色列百姓过了约旦河。
And he led the people across the Jordan.
我们都很清楚这个故事。
And we all know the story.
并且我们知道当时在迦南地里面仇敌的势力是非常的强大。
And we know that in the land of Canaan, the power of the enemy was strong.
他们里面有31个王。
There were 31 kings.
我们知道这31个王后来都被约书亚打败。
And we know that all 31 of these kings were overcome by Joshua.
约书亚是如何能打败这些仇敌的呢?
How could he defeat all these enemies?
弟兄姊妹们, 在这里我想有几个重要的原则我们需要知道。
Dear brothers and sisters, there are some important principles we need to pay attention to.
第一个重要的原则,
the first principle,
就是要过约旦, 然后守机甲。
The first one is to cross the Jordan and to encamp at Gilgal.
因为当神行了神迹啊, 让以色列的百姓在约旦河的干地中走过。
When God performed that miracle and the Jordan dried up so that the Israelites could walk over.
他们用了12块石头放在约旦河中间, 然后又拿了12块石头, 放在这个基甲这里。
They put 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan and took out 12 stones and placed them at Gilgal.
然后他们就安营在基甲,
and then they encamped at Gilgal.
就在那里第二次约书亚让以色列百姓行割礼。
And there the children of Israel were circumcised a second time.
那么弟兄姊妹们,这一段的经历里面是讲到基督十字架的经历。
This experience is the experience of Christ's cross.
这个过约旦河就表示他们与主同死与主同复活了。
Crossing the Jordan is dying with our Lord and resurrecting with our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,这个就是罗马书第6章第6节的那个话。
And this represents what Romans chapter 6 tells us.
就是我们的旧人已经与基督
that our old self was crucified with Christ.
这是加略山的一个事实。
This is the reality of Calvary.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
每一个蒙恩得救的圣徒, 你都是过了约旦。
Every believer has crossed the Jordan.
但是后面一个很重要的一件事情是什么呢?
But another important point.
你要安营在基甲。
You have to be camped at Gilgal.
基甲的意思就是把埃及的羞辱把它滚出去。
Gilgal means rolling away the reproach of Egypt.
他们在那里新割礼, 也就是把肉体把它滚出去。
And circumcision represents removal of the flesh.
所以守住基甲的意思就是说呢, 我们要在十字架的经历里面不给肉体留下任何的地位。
So Gilgal represents remaining in the cross and not giving opportunity to the flesh.
这就是罗马书第八章第十三节的话。
And this is what Romans chapter 8 verse 13 tells us.
要靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
That by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body.
我觉得今天呢, 我们活在一个充满试探引诱的一个环境的里面。
We live in a society that is full of evil and temptation.
弟兄姊妹们, 不要等到说呢, 有很多的恶行已经行出来了，那就来不及了。
Don't wait until you've committed acts of wickedness.
最好是呢, 这个恶行呢, 就在你的思想中出现一点点的时候, 你就立刻靠着圣灵把它驱除掉。
We ought to remove any thought of wickedness as soon as it enters our mind.
你知道我们有很多基督徒啊,
we know that many Christians
常常不知道如何保守自己的思想,
we don't know how to protect our mind, our thoughts.
有时候坐在家里胡思乱想,
and we sit there and our minds wander.
我就让他去想了,
we let it wander.
我越想越想,
and that leads to strength.
你最好这个意念一出来的时候，你马上对主说：“主啊，这个是恶行，应该把它砍掉。”
As soon as that thought appears, we ought to pray to the Lord and say, "Lord, that is evil and needs to be rid of."
要靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
And by the Holy Spirit, we put to death the deeds of the body.
所以这是当时约书亚他们能得胜的第一个重要的一个条件。
And so this was the first reason why they could overcome.
第二件重要的事情,
and secondly,
那么就是当他们来到耶利哥城那里的时候,
when they came to Jericho,
有一天约书亚出去碰见一个人,
Joshua went out and met a man,
这个人手里拿着一把剑,
and this person had a sword.
所以约书亚过去问他说, 你是帮助我们的还是帮助我们敌人的呢?
And Joshua asked him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
他说不是的。
He said, "No."
他说我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
He said, "I come as captain of the hosts of the Lord."
约书亚立刻就俯伏。
And immediately Joshua bowed down.
所以那个人就告诉他说要把脚上的鞋脱下来。
And then the man told Joshua to remove his sandals.
因为你站的是圣地。
Because where he was standing was holy ground.
那么这一位拿着宝剑的是谁呢?
Who was the one holding the sword?
弟兄姊妹，我的领会是指的圣灵说的。
And this captain speaks of the Holy Spirit.
所以往后去我们也不见他了, 对吧?
So later we don't see him reappear.
他是一个隐藏的元帅。
He is a hidden captain.
他在以色列的百姓面前带领他们。
Among the children of Israel, he was leading them.
所以我们看见以色列在整个迦南地能够打败所有的一些仇敌。
So we see that the Israelites were able to defeat all of the enemies in Canaan.
他们很快的就把整个迦南地
Very quickly, they conquered the land of Canaan as their inheritance.
所以这个提醒我们,
so this reminds us,
今天我们在属灵的生活里面,
today in our spiritual living,
必须要让圣灵做元帅,
we have to let the Holy Spirit be our captain.
元帅的意思就是我们是兵, 他是将, 对吧?
Captain means we are the soldiers and he is the general. We have to listen to his word. We have to be obedient like soldiers. To be submissive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. That in all things he trains and teaches us. Dear brothers and sisters, this is important. And this is another reason why they could overcome.
第三件事情,
thirdly, we know that this entering into Canaan was a corporate battle. Even though there were 2.5 tribes that weren't willing to cross the Jordan,
但是他们中间的壮丁呢, 过去帮助打仗。
But their young men were able to go and fight.
所以呢, 这个是一个属灵的一个团体的一个征战。
So this tells us that it's a corporate battle.
以色列的全家都必须投入这个征战。
Every tribe in Israel took part in this battle.
所以这个也是一个很重要的原则。
And this is another important principle.
我们知道今天在新约时代中间,
we know that in the New Testament today,
我们的征战, 也是教会团体的征战。
Our battle is one that is corporate. It's a battle that the church enters into.
主在马太福音第十六章第十八节这样说。
In Matthew 16:18, it tells us.
他说：“我把我的教会建造在这磐石上。”
Says, "I will build my church on this rock."
阴间的门不能胜过它。
And the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
这提醒我们，只有在团体的征战中，阴间的门不能胜过我们。
It tells us that in this corporate battle, the gates of Hades cannot prevail.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
从约书亚记里面，
from Joshua,
我们看见他们得胜的一些原则。
We see some principles of how they overcame.
这些对于我们今天属灵的征战来讲重要的提醒。
And these are important reminders to us in our spiritual warfare.
我们现在来看新约的以弗所书。
And lastly, we want to look at Ephesians in the New Testament.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
保罗是一个有经验的战士。
Paul was an experienced warrior.
所以他写了以弗所书。
And so he wrote the book of Ephesians.
讲到属灵的征战。
And he speaks of spiritual warfare.
当然在以弗所书第六章里面讲到这个征战。
And in chapter 6, it speaks specifically of warfare.
这个也是指的一个教会的全体的征战。
And again, this speaks of a corporate warfare.
因为今天呢，我们所面对的仇敌。
Because the enemy we face today.
保罗告诉我们，他们是空中执政掌权者的首领。
Paul tells us that these are rulers and principalities in the heavens.
那个意思是说呢，仇敌的打仗啊，这个是一个有组织的战争。是有组织的 organized.
Oh, it tells us that the enemy is an organized, is organized.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不要以为说呢，这个鬼啊是乱打架的，不是。
The devil does not fight haphazardly.
他们是有组织的。
He is an organized.
因为他们属于一个黑暗的国度。
Because he is a dark kingdom.
所以我们要晓得，今天我们必须在基督的身体里面来学习征战。
So in the body of Christ, we learn how to fight.
那保罗告诉我们有几个重要的原则，我们需要守住。
And Paul tells us a few principles we have to keep.
第一个，要靠着主的大能大力做刚强的人。
First, according to the power of the Lord.
这里告诉我们是里面的人要刚强。
It tells us that the inner man has to be strong.
我想今天在美国很多青年的弟兄姊妹们呢，在外面受到好的教育，受到好的训练，都是非常能干。
In America today, a lot of the young people, because of the training they've received, are very capable.
但是我们里面的人能不能干呢？
But what about our inner man? Is he capable?
有的时候我们外面的人很大，里面的人很小。
We might be really great outwardly, but our inner man is small.
神是要叫我们里面的人能够长大成人。
God wants our inner man to grow and mature.
里面的人有能力。
The inner man should have strength.
里面的人会依靠神。
The inner man relies on God.
会支取主的大能大力。
And can take hold of the strength of his might.
这是每一个基督徒在主面前需要学习的。
This is a lesson that every Christian needs to learn.
然后第二件事情。
Secondly,
我们需要穿上主所给的军装。
We have to take on the full armor of God.
我想这些是今天在基督徒中间常常被提起的。
This is something that we, remind ourselves of all the time.
但是我们前面的弟兄们告诉我们。
But the brothers have shared.
这个军装呢不是给个人的。
That this full armor isn't only for the individual.
不是 ,no. 不是 for individual. 是不是给个人的。
It's not for the individual.
乃是给教会团体的。
It's for the church.
所以在教会中间，这些装备都是必须有的。
So in the church, you have to have this full armor of God.
我们需要有真理的腰带。
We have to have the belt of truth.
我们用真理来约束我们的腰。
With truth, we gird our loins.
好叫我们有力量。
So that we can have strength.
我们有公义的护心镜。
And we have to have the breastplate of righteousness.
教会在地上必须行公义。
The church needs to represent righteousness.
绝不能容许不义的事情进到教会。
And the church cannot allow unrighteousness to enter into it.
这个是保护我们的心。
This protects our heart.
然后呢，有平安福音的鞋。
And then our feet need to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
然后讲到有信心的盾牌,
and it talks about the shield of faith.
能够抵挡仇敌的火箭,
that's able to protect us from the flaming arrows of the evil one.
我们知道圣经告诉我们这个火箭,就是魔鬼的,用火作箭。
We know that the enemy fires upon us with fire.
所以呢, 任何一句话, 任何一件事情, 叫我们里面发烧, 你都要小心。
So anything that causes us to heat up, we need to be watchful of.
Yeah. 所以作为神的儿女, 有的时候需要非常的冷静。
So as a child of God, we can't let our tempers flare.
所以这个信心的盾牌,
and then, so this is the shield of faith.
然后还要有救恩的头盔,
also the helmet of salvation.
每一个神的儿女在教会中间,我们的心思都需要蒙拯救。
Our minds need to be renewed.
我们觉得今天神的儿女们在心思意念上面所产生的混乱, 以至于造成教会的混乱是非常厉害。
The chaos in our thoughts have caused chaos in the church.
所以我们前面弟兄也讲到说呢, 很多时候基督徒生命是新的, 头脑是旧的。
So some brothers say that our lives are new, but our minds are old.
所以用这个旧头脑, 你没办法过新生活的。
So with our old minds, we can't live the new life.
所以我们得救之后, 我们空有一个新生命, 活来活去还是旧样子。
So even though we're saved, we try to live a new life, but it's old.
所以我们的心思需要蒙拯救。
So our minds, our thoughts need to be
需要被圣灵来更新。
It has to be renewed by the Spirit.
然后我们还要拿着圣灵的宝剑。
And then also the sword of the Spirit.
就是主的活道。
And that is the living word.
是圣灵启示的话语。
It is the word revealed by the Spirit.
充满生命能力的话语。
It is empowered by the Spirit.
这是今天神给教会的一个装备。
This is how the church is prepared. We need to put on this full armor. And then the third thing in Ephesians.
保罗告诉我们需要多方面的祷告。
We have to pray at all times. We have truly shortchanged our Lord in the area of prayer.
各道各处的教会你看见那个祷告聚会人都是最少的。
In every church assembly, we find that the prayer meeting is the least attended.
听到的人很多,
a lot of people come to hear messages.
祷告的人很少,
those that pray are few.
弟兄姊妹, 求主的灵感动我们,
may the Lord stir up our spirit.
在这个末了的时代,
that in these end times,
我们多么需要祷告,
how much do we need prayer?
所以这个祷, 多方面的祷告,
all aspects.
也是我们得胜的一个重要的一个原则。
This is important for us to be victorious.
所以在以弗所书里面,
so in the book of Ephesians,
保罗也把一些征战的原则告诉我们。
Paul tells us these principles of warfare.
我想如果我们能从这两卷书里面明白这些原则,
and if we can understand these principles from these two books,
对于我们在属灵的征战上面来讲是大有益处的。
They can aid us in our spiritual warfare.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天在这样一个属灵征战激烈的时代,
in this generation of spiritual warfare,
我们要有一个心智能为主打美好的仗。
We have to have a desire to fight the good fight.
我们只有打这个美好的仗,
only when we fight the good fight,
能使主教会的见证越来越明亮,
can allow the testimony of the Lord to shine brightly,
也能使主的旨意能更多通行在我们中间,
and it can allow the will of God to be accomplished in our midst.
约书亚靠着神的能力,
by the strength of God, Joshua brought the people into Canaan.
他们得着了迦南美地为产业。
They conquered Canaan as their inheritance.
他们带来一个荣耀的时代。
And they brought in a glorious age.
为主做了美好的见证。
And they were a testimony for the Lord.
所以今天我们也需要有征战进入基督的丰富。
Today, we need to do the same and enter into the fullness of Christ.
我们越多进入基督的丰富,
the more we enter into His fullness,
我们就越多的能把基督的丰富活出来,
the more we can live out Christ.
那么这样呢, 我们就能为主做美好的见证,
and in this way, we become a good testimony for our Lord. So, the purpose of spiritual warfare is to allow the church to manifest the testimony of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是一个活的东西,
this is something that is living.
不是一个道理,
it's not a doctrine.
所以今天我们要求主在我们灵里面来感动我们,
so may the Lord touch us in our spirit.
要叫我们知道如何来打这一场属灵的仗,
and show us how to fight the good fight.
但愿在主回来之前,
that before His return,
我们在各道各处都能够随着羔羊能够有得胜的经历,
that wherever we're at, we can have this overcoming experience by the Lamb,
让主的见证在各处都明亮,
that the testimony of our Lord would shine brightly everywhere,
让各处的灯台都能发光,
that all the lamps would be lit,
让主耶稣基督荣耀的见证,
that the glorious testimony of Christ will be restored in our generation. Let's bow for a closing word of prayer.
主我们求你借着真理的圣灵引我们进入实际,
Lord, by the Spirit of Truth, we ask that you would bring us into reality.
让我们所听见你的话语,
that all who have heard your word,
成为我们实际的经历,
That your word would become experience,
成为我们里面的力量,
and would become our strength.
主啊, 在今天这个属灵征战非常激烈的时代,
and Lord, in this fierce battle,
让我们能够为你打美好的仗,
may we fight the good fight.
愿各道各处都有许许多多基督的精兵被兴起,
may there be soldiers for Christ in every location.
主啊, 愿我们在这个征战上能够得胜把荣耀归给你,
and in this battlefield, may we be victorious and give all the glory to you.
求你做工在我们的身上,
Lord, may you work in us.
我们谢谢你与我们同在,
we thank you for your presence.
我们再把感谢赞美都归给你,
and we give you all the thanksgiving and praise.
我们这样祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.